Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Rahul from Family First. I received a
Hi.
call from this phone number. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah. This is Lisa Finch. I'm calling in regards to Cassandra's case.
Okay, Cassandra Crunch.
Yeah, so I've been having some problems with clocking in and clocking out of range.
Okay.
She has a ton of appointments and I can't wait until I get home because then it's conflict with my other work schedule. So I don't understand why I can't clock in from wherever I am and just put a note saying like Cassandra had a doctor's appointment today, blah, blah, blah.
I got you. I completely understand you, but it is actually a request from the insurance and also the estate that all out of range visits must have at least a timesheet in the system. But you know, we are in a home care agency, and clock in and clock out must start and end in the patient's house. That's actually why.
Well, I've talked to her insurance and I've talked to the state about it and like the whole reason for this service is so she can get back and forth to her appointments. So they're saying like they don't understand what the conflict is, but I haven't got paid for 2 weeks and I am not happy about that. Like I can't keep going without getting paid. Like I'm have to pay my bills. And if I don't get the back 2 weeks of pay this Friday, I'm contacting an attorney and I'm going to move the case elsewhere.
All right, I understand, but you said the back payment. I can see that you got paid for the last 2 weeks.
No, this was, I missed 2 weeks of pay previously. I'm not sure what the dates are, but I could go back and look. I can't access my pay stubs neither, which I've been asking Jose, how do I access my, I'm locked out of my account. I can't get back in, but I haven't got paid. I got paid last week and I got paid the week before. The week before and the week before, I haven't got a paycheck.
You
So
haven't
I
got
got,
a page? Okay.
so if
I
I
can
don't get
see.
those two paychecks by this Friday, I will contact a lawyer and I will move the hours elsewhere.
I completely understand
Because
you. Yeah, actually,
it
I'm
is.
pretty sure that those timesheets were not approved due to the multiple out of range. And that's probably also an order from upper management. So that's why you
Yes.
haven't got paid for that.
Well, I understand that, but like life has happened, like there was a death in the family. She had appointments. That's not fair for me not to get paid. I worked. You in the state of Pennsylvania, I don't care if it's an insurance issue or whatever, in the state of Pennsylvania, you cannot not pay your employees when they work. I've already talked to her attorney. I've been patient. I've been clocking in to the best of my ability. Her needs are high-end priority. She's a lot
I
of mental
understand.
health issues. She's walking issues. Her doctor's appointments are 2 hours away, 3 hours away, 2.5 hours away. There is no way in heaven that I can meet those clock-in periods and rearrange the schedule all the time. I cannot do that. I am incapable of doing that.
I
So
completely
when
understand you now. Well, I
I
mean, what
talked
I
to the
can do.
state, I talked to her coordinator from AmeriHealth. They understand this and they know what's going on. So they told me that there's a way to clock in and out and put a note in the account saying like, I am at a doctor's appointment, travel time with so and so, and then it should be viable.
Okay. Well, in that case, I can like escalate it to the even the administrator. If he approves the notes in the system without the timesheet, then it's gonna be fine. But
But
yes,
like,
all out of range must have a timesheet. That's also like a policy from the agency, and
I
because it is
understand that.
requested. But yeah.
I understand that. But like, if you want her case, which they're coming to reassess her, she's probably going to get 24-hour care. If you want her case, you got to be lenient with this. Like, she has doctor's appointments. The whole part of this service is taking clients to and from doctor's appointments. I should not be penalized for that. I'm doing my job. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm telling you, like, I've worked I was a case manager at another home health agency. I know how this works, and I know you guys have to pay me. I'm late in my house payment by 2 months because I haven't been paid. Like, I can't pay all my bills because of this. Like, no. That money is vital to me. You need to get me paid, or if I'm not paid on Friday, I'm going to reach out to an attorney, and I will be paid one way or another.
Gotcha.
Because I will sue you.
It's understandable. Yeah.
And I know I can do it. I know I can do it. I know I have rightful cause. I have documentations of all appointments. So I had to do this before to another company.
Okay.
So either you give me the $1,200 that you owe me, or you're going to be paying more money. And that's where I stand. And please get me an answer by the end of the day if I'm going to be paid or not.
That's fine. I'm going to escalate it immediately, okay?
And then
so
when
much
I talk
for
to
me know.
When I talk to Jose, I don't hear a response from him 3 to 4 days later. So maybe this could have all been reconciled before. Like, I asked him how to go about my clock in and clock out when there's an appointment, and he just got back to me today. I messaged him 2 weeks ago. So there's
okay.
no reason why I should be penalized for his inadequate duties of doing his job, because he sucks.
Okay.
And putting it that way.
Thank you
so much. Please.
I'm going to follow up as well.
Thank you.
Oh, Lisa, thank you so much.